We are holding that Mem Chesam at Aleph on top with Mil Shailom. When the Torah says a year, does it mean the year from day to day? Or does it mean the year starting from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah? So again, the last Shailah was, how do we know that by Stei Achuzo, that the Locher is, that you can't redeem it back the first 2 years? How do we know when those 2 years are up? So the last thing we're down the post, we know in the Makor, the post says, the Mispah, on top of the Gemara now, that Mem Chesam at Aleph, the Mispah Shnei Tvuos. You have to sell it for at least 2 years worth of crops. And we dash, and it means to say like this, that sometimes, you could sell three tours, means three crops, in 2 years. Rashi says, miyad shnei shonim uksiv tfuas, mashma kol tfuas shal shtei shonim lohavi tfuas shlishis, even the third one. The shalosh tfuas leinyoni, how do you find three different crops in 2 years? You only find the mace lace. I mean, you go from day to day, a full year. If you sold it in Elo when it was molly, when it's full of teres. So Nimsa comes when he eats the crops of Elo, and you don't get it back till the next Elo, which is also a third year, a third crop. So you see here by Shnei Achuzi, you go boss a year, means from day to day, the day you sold it to the next year, the same day, and not after the year's over by Rosh Hashanah. Then the next halacha was Sheish Shonim Shebevet Ivrim. No, how do you know that 6 years in Nevet Ivri has to work? It's also from day to day, not the Rosh Hashanah ends the year. On the Quran, the Pasuk says, Sheish Shonim Yavoid, you should work for 6 years. Uvashvias, on the seventh year, Uvashvias. Suidashin means Uvashvias Nami Yavoid, on the seventh year, sometimes also you have to work. How is that? The Rashi says, Ugoi Mimcha Benisin, sold it a Benisin. Because Shagia Tishrei comes Tishrei Shal Shvius Avru Sheish, who went 6 months of that year. Even though at Pispa, the sixth year, the sixth Rosh Hashanah, still you have to work into the seventh Rosh Hashanah, in the seventh year, meaning there has to be Miyoyim Liyoyim. Now, Sheva Ben V'Sheva Bas, that Christ says for a boy and for a girl also, the year is Miyoyim Liyoyim. So Moses says, Lamai Hilchus, what are we talking about over here? Lamai Hilchus, Summer of Gid Loma Rav, Linyan Erechim, means Vilchus Erechim. Rashi says, "Eichad yichsimi ben shishim shana v'malo." So pshitalon the shna shnishim klamat. Like we soon see. So it says 60. That's pshita 60 years and up. By shanking less than that as the year before. The question is, "Abo ben chomish shonim." Like siv elimi ben chomish shonim v'yad ben esum shonim. Like siv mi ben chomish shonim olamalo. So the chiddush over here is that when this 5 years start, miyoyim liyoyim. For Rabbi Yosef Amar leprokim. The Yotze Dofen, our whole parak here about Yotze Dofen, the Shalu is exactly, Rashi says, Leichet Leitanan V'yemech Goyin Ben Esrim Ubas Esrim, Ban Islandis or Asaris, a Torin, whatever doesn't say clearly Yemechod, it still it means the full year. Now the Gemara says, Omele Yabai says, Mi Paligus, do you argue me? Like he said, for Parshas Erchen, and you're saying now for parak Yotze Dofen. Omele said back to him, Loi, we don't argue. Both attack are true. Both for the parshas of Erchin and the parshas of the Soperk Yetzidayf and the Locheriz of a year means from day to day, not Magay and Rosh Hashanah. Mahok and Armistad did this far also. That they don't argue. Because otherwise, these Sagadavis tell me to think. Taligo, they argue, Man the Yom Ali Erchin. The Yom Ali Yetzidayf, and the one that says only for Erchin is totally it's totally in Yoyim V'Yoyim. And not Yotze Dofen. Why? V'omarav, Yichos Abakuli Pirkim, Yais Leisli Paskin, our whole parakeet of Yotze Dofen, the ages of 20 is a lochin day to day. And the Tavarist said we should pass near also from day to day. Elo Laman Diyom Alerchen is so, they both agree, so why did one say one and why say the other? Elo rather Laman Diyom Alerchen, my time Liyom Alerchen Dofen. Not going to meet us and say that the Chiddush here is for our parakeet of Yotze Dofen is from day to day. So Moses says, Dum Yidahanech, it was the Bryce that's talking the other one, so this has to be like that. Mahanach, the Ksivnus, the other one's talking about the halacha that says in the Torah. Havhananam, the Ksivnus, the last one, the Ben of Bas, also talking about halacha that says in the Torah. Therefore, the halacha of Erechin is also something that says in the Torah. Mashenk and the Pasha of Yetzi Dauphin, this island is, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah. Vidich the Morse, the other man, the Yama. Hai, Sheba Ben, the Sheba Bas. If it's only going on the Parsha of Erechin, it should have said Bezochum the Cave, like it says in the Parsha of Erechin. Since you said the Ben of Abbas, it's Masha more is going on our parak of Yotze Dofen. Omer Rav Yitzchak ben Achmeni, Omer Rav Lozo, Alocha k'Rav Yosef ben Kippa, Rav Yitzchak ben Lozo, the path of Yosef ben Kippa, Shom is over Mishum Rav Lozo. But Omer Rav Zeira, that Esko, Ashi B'Zoicha V'Yosef, Ashi B'Yel Degov Teret Yisrael, V'Yegmer L'Shmaitim Apumi Demorash, learn Alochas from the Rav himself, from his Rebbe alone. Kisogli went up to ask Echem Rav Lozo, Met Rav Lozo Omelei, Omar Talokh Rav Yosef, did you say Taka Pasma Rav Lozo ben Keeper? Did you talk to say like this? So we had before that when 20th year comes by and 30 days pass by, that's still like a whole year already. Omelei said back to Mistabra Amri. He said in the Svar is like that. Midikuli Pirkin Tony Mechot, since the other parakeet says Taka Loch of Yemechot, Mashva has to be like a complete year. Vach here, which says Esrim, it doesn't say Yemech, Vach Le Katoni. Yishmamina Mistavra Kavosa. Yishmamina is a proof like him to say that you do not have to have a complete 20 years to become an islandess or a saurus, but rather in the 20th year when 30 days go by of that year, 30 days alone is enough to give it a shame like a complete year. So Enechlam, you do not have to have miyoyim liyoyim for this halach of a saurus or this halach of islandess. It's enough just to have the 20th year, 30 days of that 20th year. Yehadin lecha yoytzei daifin. Here another Mishnah says, bo simin atach hatachton achlo bo elyon. Let's say the simin atachton means two saris became there before she had her elyon. Means before she said before boichon, there's a simin nairis came on the bottom, two saris before the top, before by the dodim. Oy cholocheris, oy cholta soy misiabemis. She could do either one. She's called the gedoli. Rashi says she has saris simin muvuk. Galayim samchinan. And therefore, you can make either chalitza or else yibam midiraisi. She's called the gedolah. What's going to be bo elyon ashlabo atach? Let's say she has the simon on the elyon, the dodim, or already the simon of an iron. We had the mishnah before, but the two saras did not come. Is alpha pi she yeshuno? It's not possible. Still, Meiroim loychelat loy misyabens. Meir says no that the mice without two saras she's not considered the gedolah. Rashi says abul iyefsho. It fell off, but even so, Stuart Meir says Locher is now loichelat lemitiyabem. Since Lamaisa she does not have two saris right now, we do not let her make chalit, so make yibum. Vachomer the Chomer say no, loichelat lemitiyabem again. Vnei Shomru Ershel letachto in lovi atzlo boy elyon. This is the klal that it's possible she should have two saris in the bottom. Again, we're talking now where she is already 12 years old, and therefore for sure she's a gedolah. Even though she has two saris in the bottom, it's possible that by the dodim atop the breast did not develop yet. That's possible, but still she's considered a gedolah. But it's impossible. Le'elyon lovi yashlebo atachma. It's impossible that the top, the breast, should develop before the two saris came. And therefore, if she developed on top, for sure there were two saris. She has the same gedolah, and therefore she could make chalitza or yivam. Now the Gemara says, "Afal pi sheyesh," even though it's impossible. We're talking about a case that happened that the top came before the bottom. How could the Mishnah say it's EF? It's not possible to develop on top without having two Cyrus. Samor says, Bol Rabbi Meir. No, according to Rabbi Meir, it's possible. It's possible to develop on top and she doesn't have two Cyrus. That's what the Mishnah says, Alpha P. She EF, she's going according to Rabbon, according to Rabbon and Sheet. So the Rabbon hold no, that it's EF, she developed on top without having two Cyrus on the bottom. Therefore, for sure, she considered Gedela. But the more of a listening boy, El Yerin. Let us say like this then, where the Simonim on top came, Rabbi Meir Roy Malach let Lo Mesia Bemis, because she still considered a Katana without Shrei Cyrus. Fachom Moim No Eich let Lo Mesia Bemis. And the Chom say no, she's considered a Gedolah. For I know you're done, I would understand that Mishum Di Yevshu. But the reason why the Chom say she's considered a Gedolah is because they hold the Yevshu she should have the on top develop without the bottom. So why does the Mishnah speak out clearly? Yevshu, Mashmir goes even contra Rabbi Meir. Samur says no. Eloi Tona Afo Pishi, if we want to send the Mishnah Afo Pishi Yevsha, I mean, I would have thought to say, Taka Rav Noshim, Rav Noshim, Taka Tafta Noshim Reisha, but most Noshim Taka, the two stars on the bottom come first. Omiyat, a minority though, Elyon Noshim Reisha, it happens though sometimes they develop on top, the breast develop before the Shnei Cyrus. Yes, so what's the Machlek? Is there Ramei Latayme, the Chayish Lamuta, Rabbonin, the Ramei is Chayish Lamuta, then maybe, even though she developed on top, maybe she doesn't have to Shnei Cyrus, that's why she's still considered Ketana. For Rabbon Latayme, it loy Chashin Lamuta, then Achoshin Lamuta. But the Hanemili one, we have this Machlek, it's only Bistoma. Well, we don't know for sure. Let's say we, even though she developed on top, but if we check out the bottom and we find there are no two sires there, anyway, maybe I would have thought to say, maybe the Rabbanim would agree to Ramei that we could say the Elyon Kodim. It's possible to say the Elyon Kaka came first. Yes, Kamash Matachidish, no, the Yevsha, it's not possible. The Yevsha, Vada Yosa, that it for sure, according to Chachamim, the Pshat is that they hold that for sure, if she developed on top, for sure she has two Simonim. Omanasa Ludinasa, and no, the Pshat is it just fell off, even though now you checked her out, she doesn't have two Cyrus anymore, the Pshat is it just fell off. So that's what the Mishnah speaks clearly, Yafop, that that's the straw in the Rabbanon, not because she go Bosa Roiv, but they hold the Mitzvah is if she developed on top, for sure she already had two Cyrus on bottom. Mother this. Pishem the Rabbi Meir, Haino Dersiv, Shadayim Lechoinu Shariach Saneach. I say what, that the breast developed on top and she had two Cyrus on the bottom also. El Rabbonin Ibchum, but she said the opposite way around. Because according to Rabbonin, first comes Shnei Cyrus, then comes the breast on top to develop. So Moshe says, Hokakum, this is the Apostle means to say, that the Apostle means that Kibuch Shadayim Lechoinu, since the breasts are developed, the Yidu, you know for sure, Shasharach Sameach, that for sure, she already has two Cyrus and she considered the Gedela. Now, Vishtaim Lerame is good according to Rame Hanus, that the Apostle says, that the Mitzrayim there, they had Zanus like playing with the Dodim with the breast before they had Shnei Cyrus. So Mash Mashiach to have the breast developed before they have Shnei Cyrus. That's good according to Rabbi Meir. El Rabbon and Ibchim Boil Rabbon hold no, that first grow the hair and then come the breast develop. Me Boil Hokakom the Morse. This is what the post means to say. Kivin Shabod Odecha, since again, the breast develop is you do a Shabon Erecha. For sure, you know she is a Naro, that she has Tei Cyrus already. The boys is one like this. My Shodai Kula Bidodi Ksiv. Rashi, what does it mean Shodai? Rashi, the Mashma, the Dain Lot is still going to develop. It means all Rashi, Vahai Shodai, Loshin Shodai, and Ksiv. This will to Vahakom Akos Brochli. So this is what Akos Brochli is saying to Klai Yisrael. That Icharpu Dodecha Lehadarcha Boch. Rashi says, "Mean because she has chilu legado v'lakutz when the breast started to develop, and they were doing this like lohedachabach. They did not repent to do tshuva. Ishtadu dodecho, and even when the breast dried up, ishtadu dodecho. Normally, adatabach. Also, they didn't do tshuva. So, kitzur. That's from Yashpe Pesukim, both according to Rami and according to the Rabbanon. There's no raya. The Mora says that the kuliyam everybody agrees on miyu atartan sanchinim that the ikar simonim that makes her into a gedolah." Into a Nara is this Simonim Tachton, is this Shnei Cyrus. We know, and how do we know this from? Om Rav Yudah Marav, V'chein Tonad of Rabbi Yishmael, Om Akwad Apostle says, Isha Yisha Kiyasa Mikol Chata Sodom, Is Ishwa Kos of Ishli Torah's Makish, Mechik Zereshove Isha Liish, V'cholonchen Sheba Torah. If so, Maish, just like by a man, B'Simon Echod, that the Ikis Simon, what makes a man a Godol, the fact that he's true, he needs Shonim, he has to be 13 years old, but also he has to have Shnei Cyrus, he has no Dodim by a man. It is only one Simon, the Cyrus. It is Afish, the same thing by Nisha also, the Simon Echad, it's enough to have Shnei Cyrus, that's the Simon she's a Gedela. Even though her breast not developed yet. But the more VM warriors say, oi, hi, oi, hi, maybe either one is enough, either the breast or the Shnei Cyrus. So where it says, no Kish, just like a man. Ma'ish, Tachta, just like by man, he only has a Simon on the Tachta and the Shnei Cyrus, and there's no Simon by the Elyon on top. Is Afish also Tachtem Leoyon? The Ikis Simon is a Tachtem and Bainam one, and not the other, not the top one. Talinam Yoch, long like this, Talinam Yochi. Omer Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. The Kacho Yom Forshim, be Yiddish, where he's explaining in Yavne, for Yom, let's say this, the Kivin Shabbat Tachtem, once the Cyrus came with about him, Shuvah Mashkichim El Yom. We don't care about the El Yom, the Ikis told the Tachtem, not on the El Yom. Talinam Yoch, like this. Veshim Yom Yoloyner. Benois Krochim, the daughters that live in Krochim in the big cities, Tachtem and Malovay, the Cyrus grow on the bottom faster before the breast develop. And they should give us a machzois, because they used to, in the machzois, in the showers, taking showers, therefore the Cyrus grow faster. Bashenkein, Benais Kforum, the ladies that live in the outskirts, is in the outer cities, in the small villages, is Elyim Amar Lovoy, by them the breast developed first. Because they work on the Rechayim on the millstone. And therefore they work with their arms, that makes the breast develop first. rich girls, tzad yemin mamar lovay, the right side develops first. Shenishov biyafrak sisun, because they smear themselves with this special oil called yafrakisun. Rashi says, but toila dadi yemin, they put it on the right side first. But the bnei aniyim, they don't have this. But bnei saniyim tzad smoma mamar lovay, Gemara says, but the poor girls, by them the left side develops, the left breast develops first. Why? Because they carry the pitchers of water on them on the left side, so that makes the left side develop first. If you voice them, if you want like this, like they carry their brothers, the same as she says, outstaying on the side, outside, to Nosai. So therefore, that's why the left side develops first. Torah Rabbanim, learn like this, Tzad Samuel Kodim Tzad Yamin. The left side develops first before the right side. Rabbi Chanina ben Achai, Rabbi Yeshua Emer, Meyolam Lekodim Tzad Tzmol Tzad Yemin. No, never happened. The left side developed before the right side. Chutz Miachas, excluding one time. So she was in my neighborhood. Shekodim Tzad Tzmol Tzad Yemin. It once happened that the left side developed first before the right side. Vechaz De Suna. But then later they developed equally that both are the same size. Tana Rabbanan. Remember, you have to check out the girl to see if she has Shnei Cyrus or not. We always check them out Api Noshim. In other words, whether they say they have Shnei Cyrus or they don't have Shnei Cyrus, we believe them with Samech on them, with Samech on Noshim to make these bedikas. To check out if the girls are deemed gedolah or not, just let his wife check them out. He's given over to his mother. If you do ona lifnaya perik liyachva perik, before she's 12 years old or after she's 12 years old, is noshim boit kisayis, and then it's enough to be samech on the noshim to see whether they have shnei saros or not. But teicha perik in the middle of the perik, then we say Rashi the mistama lav gedoli, the mistama she's not a gedoli yet, and if you find it be mishtakos, you find that then you machzu to be gedolam. Then ain't noshim boit kenoisayis. Then we don't not samech on an isha to check her out. Rashi says l'shei noshim v'dan lismech alayim lahatir sveikas apiyim l'em gedoli. So shei masim sveikas apinoshim. We can't be samech on a sofik apinoshim. See if a toichas man mitoicha perk means when she girls 11 years old to 12 years old that year, that we're afraid if she does bring some on them, then maybe she has din gedola. So for that we're not samech on noshim to check her out. Rabbi Shimon Imano, even though this year, Noshim Boit Kisoy Soy, no, still we let a lady check them out. We believe in Isha to be Machmir, but not to be Mekel. Keita wasn't mean to say, like if the Isha says they found that they have Shnei Cyrus, so Keita Gedoyli, if they say she's a Gedoyla, so then Shloit Timon and Echnami, she can't make me anymore. That much you have to be Machmir to say she can't make me in. Let's say she says Ketani, no, she's a Ketana. Shloi Techloitz, she can't make Halitza. We have to be Mekel to say we do not let her make Halitza. Avlein, the men of Flemish, you're not able to say Ketani, Shetimon, to give her a din that she could make Mion, Reos Gudeli, Shetechloitz. But no, we don't believe these Noshim to say that they checked out this girl and she does have Simon to give her a din of a Gudeli that she could make Halitza. No, Amma, what would you say before? Amma, if you don't review the whole Zafnei HaPerek, if before she's 11 years old, Liyacha HaPerek, after she's 12 years old, Noshim Boit Kizoyson, then we believe the Noshim to check them out to see if they have Shnei Cyrus to have a Shem Gedolah. So this Shlem Lefnei HaPerek, a boy Bedika. I understand why before this man, if she's 12 years old, you have to check yourself out, Timishtach Liyacha HaPerek Shumninu. Because if you'd find that if you find she has the Shnei Cyrus of Nehapur before she's 11, then even though you find later she has Shnei Cyrus, it wouldn't be a simon. We'd say rather it's a Shuma. Because if you find that the Mishakas Liachra Perik Shumaninu, Eliachra Perik Lomali Bedika, Roma Rovo Ktana Shegir Lechlash Nose in a Swicha Bedika, Chazoko Hevio Simonim. But once the girl became already 12 years old, the Chord is the Chazoko to say she has Simonim. So what do you have to check her out for? So Marin says, no, Ki Amar Rav, when does Rav say Chazoka Lemian? Like we have before, it's only the Rabbanim the Kisvara. When the Rabbanim was saying on this Chazoka, that once a boy or a girl comes to the age of a Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, so then we say there's a Chazoka to say they have Cyrus, And the Geter Din the Rabbanon like Mion, we say she's a Gedolah, she can't make Min anymore. Avol Chalitza, when the Geter Charlotte with Yiraisa to say she's a Gedolah with Yiraisa, then no, then boy Bedika, then she has to make a Bedika. That's what's the Geter to make a Bedika Lacha Zman to be Samachan and Yiraisa to Kalocha say she's a Gedolah. Teicha Perik, but in the middle of this year, of the 11th year, and Noshin Boitkinsoyston. Then we're not Samachan and Isha to make a Bedika. Kisav, because he holds like this, that Teicha Perik Liachar Perik Dami. He holds that if she would have Shnei Cyrus when she's 11 years old in one day, so then that wouldn't make her into a Gedolah. So therefore, we're not Samachan Stam and Isha, but you have to have a different way to make a Bedika. Liachar Perik Dami, once she becomes 12 years old, Yika Chazaka the Rova. Then there is a chazaka minestam that she does have Shnei Cyrus. So then, if Anisha checks her out, Samchina Noshim, then we are Samech Noshim, the Bdika that Noshim make. And the Gisa of the Bach says is Ubatki means Ubatki Noshim, and Noshim make the Bdika. Now, what's going to be Teicha Perik in the middle of this 11th year? The Leke Chazaka the Rova, no Chazaka the Rova. Then Leisanich, Leisamchina Noshim, Leibatki Noshim. We're not Samech on what they say, and therefore we do not let the Noshim to make a Bdika. Now, Shimon says, if Shimon I know after Chaperuch Noshim Boikis Aison, even in the middle of the 11th year, with Samechon Abdika, the Nisha would make to see if this girl has Shnei Cyrus or not. Why? Because Kesavri he holds that Chaperuch is Klufnei Aperuch. That even if she has Shnei Cyrus, she's still a Ketana. Or Boy Abdika, but still you have to have, so what's the purpose of making the Abdika then? Even if she has Shnei Cyrus, still she's only Ketana. The purpose is the Mishtachi Liachar Perik Shum Ninuk. She has two Cyrus now, and then even though these two Cyrus are still around, after she comes to Gedolah, she would not have a Shem Gedolah, but rather would say this from a Shuma, it's from a ward, it's not called Simonim. For Nemanisisha Lahachmir of Lola Hokil. For Nisha's Nemma, we believe her to be Machmir, but not to be Mekel. Haiman Katonila. Who learns this halacha? He voices him if you want to tell you of Yudah. It goes according to Yudah. If you have Teicha Perik, it's going in the middle of the Perik. And that the Yudah holds Teicha Perik, that even though Yudah was the one that said before Noshim and not Boit Kedoshim of Teicha Perik, Kalacha Perik, because he also Teicha Perik, Kalacha Perik Dami, but still the Bedik helps Lahachmir. That much we could be Samech on the Bedik to be Machmir, just not to be Mekel. And now the more so that stuff from them tests that the boys say not tell us like this. The boys say no, Reb Shimon goes according to Reb Shimon that says no, we do believe Noshim. Liachar Perik. That you go on after the Perik is 12 years old, and molest the Chazaka the Rava, could be does not from the Chazaka the Rava. So therefore, we're saying the Chanoshim only Lahachmir, but not Lahoka, because we don't have Chazaka the Rava, but it says Chazaka and Nisha Pruot are Shnei Cyrus. The other Mishnah is Mephnei Shomu Efsha. Hasulam, it wasn't Mishnah, it says Hasulam Ali. Hatan Laresha says Naresha. The Chitab may be telling Mishnah, the Kaboy, the Mistoma, Kerabonim, one of them has Tomat Rabonim. So Gemara says so. That's why it says over again. Tell you passing at the rabbanim. So Gemara says no pshita. The cloud usually is Yochav Rab, Malachik Rab. We take a passing at the rabbim. So Gemara says no. Matter time I would have thought to say Mistabru time they made as far as like Reb Meir to come Messiah Lei Kroy because Pesukim are Messiahim. Yes, Kamashma. No, we pass like the stam at the rabbanim. Before you say Mishum the Kaboy the Misnik Yitzaboy wants to just stop this case of Yitzaboy. Like we'll see in the next Mishnah, want to say similar cases like this way it is alike and the other way it's not alike. So want to say similar the next few Mishnahs, then therefore it says it this way. Now the Mishnah says, it says, Nach Yitzaboy, similarly we learn like this, that Kol Kli Cheres Shumachnis Moitzi, any Kli Cheres Shumachnis, you can bring something inside it. As Rashi says, Mashke, Kishimani Chalamayim Yeshba Nekab Godu Shemayim Nechlas Matoichayim, any earthly kli that you put it near the water so that the water comes inside it, Yishino Maitzi, that hole is enough, that it's big enough that if the water is inside the kli, the water will come out of the kli. But if you ask you a certain type of holes in the kli, Shemaitzi, that if the water is inside the kli, it will drip out because of that hole. But Vienna Machnes, it was not big enough to let the water come in. From the outside, the water will not come in through that hole. Now, Kol Eiver, Shiesh, Bert, Sipurn, any limb that has a tzipurn, has a nail on it, is Yesh by Etzem, that's the proof to say that limb has an Etzem, has a bone in it. And therefore we'll have a Tumas Eivor on it. Right, so they have the Eivor, Choshev, Matama, B'yoyel, Afilu, Ein, Boy, Shir, the Kaimel, Meivor, Mein, L'shir, an Eivor doesn't have to have a Shir, even if it's less than a Pachos, Mikazayis, Men, Ameis. As long as it's called an Eivor has to have a bone. So if it has a nail on the outside, a nail, that's the proof there is an Etzem inside it. But v'yesh, there are certain cases, sheyesh b'etzem, that it could be a limb has a bone inside it, but v'yein b'tzvurim, it has no nail on the outside. Kol ha'matame medris, any tumma that has tumas medris, is matame tumme meis. Who then it has a tumas meis to it? Rashi says, "Mis kol ha'matame v'medris ha'zav matame v'meis." The first but the more will explain. Like any medrus, anything you sit on, if a zav sits on, it becomes tummy. Who would then, if a mace goes on, it also become tummy. But v'yesh matama b'tummy mace, there are certain things that become tummy through a mace. But v'yein matama medrus, if a zav sits on it, it does not become tummy because of the zav. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah. Machnis, if the hole of the kli is big enough that machnis, the water could come in, then posulam mechatis, you cannot use this kli to mechatis mechatis. That means to put the yeshes and the mayim chayim into a kli to make the mechatis, the yeshes of the paraduma. So if the kli could be machnis, that means if you put it into water and the outside the water comes into the kli, that makes the kli posel for mechatis. Or posel mishum gistra. Or then it's the psul mishum gistra. Kloima. Koshchein in nokvo gistra bikavona, the koinis mashke, boto lo miteras gistra. Gistra is a piece of a kli, so it's makabel tumma. But if it has a hole in it, at this side, the kli is not makabel tumma anymore. Moitzi, let's say the hole is only big enough, you have water inside, the water goes out, but not from outside coming in, then kosher lo mechatis, this kli is still kosher to be used for mechatis. It's not called a broken kli. Uposu mishum gistra, but who adin if it was a broken kli already, and now it has a hole that the water inside goes out, that's a postal, it's not called the kli anymore, and it would not be makabel tumma. Omer Rabasi, shoinin kli cheres, Rabasi says like this, we learned, the halach is, Rashi says, shoinin means halach l'moshe m'sinai, that shoinin kli cheres, the halach l'moshe m'sinai, about a kli cheres, or if the kli is like this, shiyu roi b'koinis mashkam, that if it has a hole in the kli, that the water could come in from the outside, even though it's a little bit bigger, right, even though from inside it comes out, but if it wouldn't come in from outside, it would still be a kli. But once the hole is big enough, the kainis mashka, the water from outside could come in, that's not called the kli anymore. The kli is tor, it's not makabel tumma. Lo yomru moitzi mashka, when do we say the locha, the hole should be so small, just that the water inside goes out, that's mabata, the kli? Elian gistra bovad. Onan agayati gistra means that the kli was already a broken kli, but it was shalom until now. And now you have a hole in it, that makes the kli also not fit l'kabel tumma. My time, what's the reason? Oma mazutra bread of Nachman, lefi shein oimrim, habo gistra gistra. We don't say bring another broken kli to fix up this broken kli. So therefore the kli is broken already, any small hole it has in it, it's mevatel the shein kli, it's not l'kabel tumma anymore. Torah rabbah wrote like this, ketzad the boidikim kli cheres, how do we check out an earthly kli to see if it has a hole in it, that the tumma goes off, it's not makabel tumma. Later to know in nikva b'kernes mashkim lav, to know if the hole is big enough that the water from the outside could come in. So the etzer is like this: yove yareva, let him bring a tub. The reva is usually the big dough that you knead in. Malay yamayim, full of water. The noisen kederotech, and put a pot inside it. So this pot. In konso, if the water comes inside the inner pot, the biyadui, you know clearly shekernes mashkim. That the hole is big enough for the mashka to come in. The imla, but if the hole is not big enough, the yadua shemaitzi mashka, then you should know that the hole is only big enough for water to go out, but not for water to come in. And then nechnami, then by kli cheres, it would still be tummy. Only by gistra, then it would be tor. We have Yudami, who says like this, have Yudui mer, kaifef oznoi keder l'teichoi, like fold over, bend over the ozna, like the rim around the kli, inside it. Umatzif oleh mayim, and pour water all around it. So again, if you just says that koifif ozna kli, you should like fold over like the handles of the kli, the teichet inside it. Umatzif oleh mayim, let water float over it. Now the imkoynis, if water comes inside the kli, you do is you know share koynis mashka. Let the water, the hole is big enough, the water can come in. But if no water comes in, then b'yadu, you should know, she'moitzi mashke, it's only big enough for water to come out, but not for water to come in, and therefore, if the kli cheres, it would still be tummy. Oy, shoisto al gadah or. Another reitzer is like this. Another reitzer is you should put upon you, that you may put it on top of a fire. Im or ma midoy, if the fire like stops it from coming out, stops the dripping, then you should know biyadua shemaitze mashkut, the waters could come out but not come in. For yim lav, if the fire does not stop the dripping of the water, then you know the hole is bigger, is biyadua shemachnes mashkut, that hole is big enough for water should come in. Then after kli cheres, it becomes tor, it's not big enough, it's called, it breaks the kli is tor. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, af loy shayv sagabi your heels, no, it's no good. You can't test it out by putting on top of fire. If neishor ma midoy, because the ore stops the liquid from coming out, so that should not be a good proof. It could be really the hole is big enough for mashke to go in, just the hole stops it, the fire stops it. Ela rather shayv sagabi horemet. The answer is this: put it on top of a coal. That's the better answer. Put it on top of a coal. And therefore, it's like this. In remitz, mamid, if this hot coal stops the liquid from coming out, you do, you should know, sure, might say mashka, the hole is very small, it only lets water go out, not water come in. But v'yimlav, if the heat of the coal does not stop the water from dripping down, then you do, you should know, sure, koinis mashka, that the hole is big enough that the water could come in also. Ho toiret tipach, let's say, it was dripping drop after drop. So if you do, then you should know Shekhinah Shemashka, that's big enough for the hole to let water come in. That's called Shekhinah Shemashka. So Mark says, Ma'ika, so what's enough to mean here? Ma'ika ben Tanakamu, Rabbi Yudu, will be the difference between Rabbi Yudu and Tanakamu. Or Marunu, it says, Kinos and Eidchak, Ikibanayim. If it's only come in, Eidchak, is that called Kinos? Is that called big enough to Mavatu the Shem Klicheros or not? Beside Eidchak. If it doesn't happen easy, only by force, on the pressure would happen. Rashi says, Tanakama, heavy kinus. It's called the water comes in, it's mevatel the shem kli. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would not be mevatel the shem kli. Only if it comes in regularly, but not ayde etchak. The etchak would not be mevatel. So you should know it has a bone inside of it.